Now, will you notice here, he is saying something now that's tremendous, and it's another lettuce salad, by the way, lettuce. This chapter opened with lettuce. Now again, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. And I think that this is the supreme satisfaction that comes to a child of God, that he's in the will of God, that he's doing the work of God, and that he can trust God, that he can just rest in him. Oh, that glorious place that God wants you and me to come to. That place that Mary came to. She sat at Jesus' feet, and Martha's back yonder in the kitchen with those pots and pans. She wanted to serve Christ, but she just didn't know what real rest was. And so here's poor Martha. She thinks, well, I'll bake this, and she reaches for a pan, and she decides it's not big enough, and then she starts to put it up, and it falls on the floor, and she gets a bigger pan, and oh my, time Martha got through with those pots and pans, she was really worn to a frazzle, and she came out, and she lost her temper, you know. My, look at Mary sitting at Jesus' feet, doing nothing. But Mary had already done her work. And if we just learn to sit at Jesus' feet, that satisfaction. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. And friends, the only thing in the world that can rob you of that rest is unbelief. My prayer has been since I've retired, oh God, help me to trust you. Help me to trust you. Well, I was a pastor for 40 years. And you know, very frankly, I just have to look back and say, I wish I had trusted him more. Oh, how many times I was so fearful and so unbelieving. And if I just only believed him, only trusted him. So I'd like today just to rest back and trust him. How wonderful he is. And we can trust him. And let us labor. Now, somebody says, labor to enter into rest? You bet, my friend. You bet. I want to say to you, and by the way, a man wrote me the other day, they find fault with me for some of the most. They said, you say, you bet, and you know it's wrong to gamble. You want to know something? That's just an expression. I have enough Scotch blood in me that I wouldn't bet on anything if it meant putting up money. And to me, it's foolish for anybody to go to Las Vegas and sit down at a table and throw away a fortune. I can't understand people that would do that sort of thing, but there are apparently a lot of people like it. So when I say you bet, that's just an expression. I hope you won't write me a letter on that, unless you put something in it for radio. Now, if you want to do that, that'd be wonderful. But friends, may I say to you, this is sort of like the Irishman that said that he intended to have peace in his home, even if he had to fight for it. And the Irish have been pretty good at fighting for it, too, by the way. Fighting for peace? Yes. I wish we had learned that lesson. May I say to you, you have to win a war before you can have peace. You have to have a victory before you can have peace. So he says now, here, let us labor in order to rest. And then after all, when you've worked at something and you come to the end of the day and you sit down, isn't there a satisfaction in that you have done that? Oh, today to lay hold of God, to lay hold of God in prayer and in faith, and to be used of him today. Oh, my Christian friend, I say to you, let us, whole lot of lettuce, let us labor.